and welcome to this episode of Gofod I Drafod Space to Discuss, the podcast about everything and anything related to small businesses, be it a chat with those amazing people who run their own business or the experts that can help them do so. My guest today is Sarah Boyle, aka the Stationary Magpie, and she is on a mission to get you back in control of your productivity with Positively Productive. She joins me from Anglesey. Morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Morning, Carol. I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Good. So first of all, why don't you tell us what it means to be positively productive?
Yeah, I'd love to. So it's something, a kind of, I don't want to say it's like a concept I developed, but it's kind of a, for me, it's a frame of mind relating to kind of getting things done. I think I have always loved projects and I've loved doing things, but I've not always felt like a productive person for whatever reason. And I think it's because there's a really strict kind of criteria of what productivity is. There's this idea that productivity is doing everything all at once to a really high standard and never having a rest, never having a break. And I just don't think that's realistic. I think there's a nicer way to be productive. And I think actually productivity is about focusing on the important things, and having a rest, having a good work-life balance, and yeah, just feeling good about getting things done, really. So rather than feeling like productivity should be punishing, actually using it and enjoying it and feeling in control of it as well. So it's all about that and helping people to get a more positive relationship with their productivity so that they can do the cool things. That's basically what I'm all about.
Cool. And so how do you help people to be, what's the process of helping people to be positively productive?
I think for me, it's a combination of kind of strategy and mindset. I think part of the problem is that people have it in their heads that they're not productive, and there's always a lot of kind of blocks to that. So, but then also it's quite important to work with a strategy that works for you. So the way that I tend to work with people, I will see, like, I post a lot on Instagram and kind of try and help people understand it from my content. I also have my own podcast, which is the Creative Productive Podcast, which was still named from when my business was slightly different. But that's all about talking to people about what they're doing and how they've done it, to kind of see kind of positive productivity in action and kind of talk about those issues surrounding productivity. And then I also mentor people one-to-one. So I help them individually, and I have like a self-led guide. And I've also just launched a membership as well, because I think that's a really powerful way for people to get together and kind of help each other and for me to support them. So yeah, it's all about, for me, yeah, mindset and strategy and getting in control of that mindset of what is productivity, what does it mean to me, what do I actually want to achieve as well. Because often I think people are trying to be busy, and it's like this weird thing of, like, you know, when you're at work working for someone else and someone is like watching you and you're trying to look busy. I actually think we do that in our lives as well, and I think a lot of business owners do that. They like to try and make themselves feel busy, like they're getting things done, but actually when they think about what they really need to do, they don't need to be doing everything. They just need to be doing the important things that are going to move them forwards. So that is a big one. And then also strategy. I think people really love to overcomplicate. We love to kind of give the illusion of productivity by having all these like intense plans in place and trying to stick to these really strict routines. But for me, the best routine is the easiest one and the one that you stick to. And I think people often forget that, and they aim really high, and that's great, but if you're not gonna stick to it, then that doesn't really work, and that isn't really conducive to productivity.
I must say that I have a tendency sometimes to try and overcomplicate things, and I think, like you say, just keep it simple. You know, that's the more I kind of go into my business journey, the more I realize things happen a lot easier when you keep things simple. And
yeah,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, it's something I've learned a lot, like even just trying to set up different like systems and processes. If I find myself getting like caught up too much in the process and I'm like, this isn't really the thing that matters, I have to go back to like, how can I make this as simple as possible for me and for maybe clients who are trying to sign up through this thing. Like, it's just not worth the time to make it overcomplicated.
No, totally. So going back to how you started Positively Productive and your journey up to there, Because in my introduction, I introduced you as the stationary magpie. So how does that tie in with what you're doing now?
Well, it's quite a long story. So I guess I'll just tell you how I got
absolutely.
Here. So I've always been someone who, like I've said, I love a project. I've always enjoyed doing, like getting stuck into like a project and things like that. So it was back in... I think it was 2017, and it wasn't a great year for me, like in my personal life. And I went to start a PGCE and quickly realized that I did not want to do that. So I very quickly dropped out again and kind of had to move home and then figure out what I wanted to do. And I just knew I needed some kind of project to keep me sane and keep me feeling like I was doing something. Mm-hmm. So I started a blog basically called Stationary Magpie, and the goal was to be more like a kind of blog with affiliate links and kind of market, you know, stationery and be like, you know, this is like five cool plant stationery things and stuff like that. So I basically started out really generic. I didn't really want my face on it because I think at the time there was all these things about, you know, influencers and things, and it always kind of was a bit scary to put yourself out there. So I just started really small and really kind of impersonal. And so basically that was just kind of my side project for a long time, and it kind of started building and developing, and I kind of kept up with it over the years. And I think in 2019, and I was living in Mexico and I was teaching English there, and I was still going with it, and I was kind of realizing from that job that I really wanted to work for myself. And I'd always kind of known that, but I'd never really known what I could do. But I knew that there was something in there because I'd kept up with it for kind of over a year and it was still going. So I got back and I worked with a business coach. And it was really strange because then lockdown happened. And then I think because of all of that, I started seeing people popping up with workshops and different things like that. And I saw someone doing bullet journaling workshops, and bullet journaling is kind of like a planning system that you create yourself. And it's a really simple method, but you can kind of take it and get really creative and adapt it to what you need. And I'd used that for a few years and I'd found it really worked for me, and that was kind of what caused the whole stationery obsession, stationery blog thing. So I was like, I could do this. I've been a teacher, I've taught people things, I know my stuff with bullet journaling, I've written some articles. So I basically sold places to some workshops, and they did really well. They did a lot better than I expected. And I kind of started showing up more as well as myself, and like, this is me, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. From then it kind of became more of what is known as Positively Productive today. So over the last couple of years, I think, and since kind of lockdown has happened, I've kind of been putting more of myself out there, been doing more and more workshops, and then kind of slowly realizing like what my mission is, I suppose. I think my business journey has been like a long, slow, gradual thing, but I actually am quite glad about that because it's meant that I've managed to kind of get to a place where like, this is definitely what I want to do, and there's been no rushing, there's been not really much pressure on me to like make money straight away, because it's always been like a kind of side thing that I've kind of been letting it develop on its own and letting myself kind of sit with it. And I have changed direction, but I don't think I've done it in a way that's been really jarring. Like, I know I've seen some people that have like changed their branding or their like business like five times in a year, and that's really jarring for the audience. But I feel like I've just been letting it slowly develop and becoming what it is. And I just started to realize that productivity was something that people were really struggling with. I'm really passionate about getting people to do things, because I've been lucky to do a lot of really amazing things. I've been lucky to have the support behind me, and my mum has always been so kind of like, yeah, do that, that would be great for you. And I just kind of wanted to be that for them, and kind of to help show them that like, yes, you can do it. All you need is like to move past this kind of mindset blocks to get a simple strategy in place, and you can like get to where you want to be. And it might be a long time, it might, you know, take hard work, but it is possible, even through like slow, sustained progress. So yeah, that's basically where I am.
Well, that's a really interesting journey. And, you know, that you've kind of, in a way, you kind of fallen into the productivity side of it, and it's kind of developed as you've developed yourself and your blog, hasn't it? Which is really interesting and nice to see, because I know, you know, a lot of queries we get is how do I get to be more productive? How do I structure my day? How do I get the most out of my day? And, you know, it's something that we want to cover more on as well, because I know that so many people struggle with it. You mentioned bullet journaling then. I know what bullet journaling is. Do you mind just sharing a little bit more about what bullet journaling actually is for those out there who might not?
Yeah, of course. So it's basically a system developed by a man called Ryder Carroll. He's American, and I think it's ADHD or something like that. And he had developed this system for himself to basically make sure that all of his tasks didn't get lost. So, you know, when you make a list and you put everything on the list and then you tick off half the things and then you're like, oh, I want to make a new list now. So his method basically is to use a notebook and to have different kind of spreads. So he'll have like a big yearly one, like a future log to like look ahead so that nothing gets lost for like future events and tasks and things. And then he kind of breaks it down to monthly and then daily. And he just uses a series of different like bullet points. So there's like, you can choose basically how you set it up, but it's just like different bullet points for tasks and when tasks have been completed. There's a way to show when tasks have been carried over to the next day. So the idea is that nothing gets lost, and that if things are like migrated too many times, then you realize, well, that's not going to happen because either it's not actually important or, you know, I just don't want to do it, so I'm going to forget about it for now. But what's happened is that people have taken this system and have kind of run with it and got really creative. So now what you'll find on Instagram is people with like really artistic, they'll almost do like monthly themes. So like I've done that in the past, and I've had like an avocado theme, the sea. And it's a really amazing, it's a lovely like creative thing to do. And for me, that's what really got me back into planning, because it was like I wanted to sit down and fill in this, you know, this journal. But it's really flexible. There's so many ways you can set it up, and people have, you know, got entire blogs. I mean, that was kind of the point of what I was meant to do, but I went off in a different direction. But it's a great system, but I think sometimes people get a little bit bogged down in the intricacies of it. And like we said, they overcomplicate. And if you have the time and if you find it beneficial to sit down and be creative with it, then I think that's great. It can really motivate you to sit down and plan. But then sometimes you don't always have that energy, and then that can kind of take away from your productivity. So it's a bit of a balance.
Yes, because I know in the past I've gotten lost in searching for the hashtag bullet journaling and just see the amazing, well, lettering and the amazing ways that people decorate and produce their bullet journals. And it's worth you having a look, especially, you know, if you're a bit of a stationery geek like both of us. You know, because lettering is something I do myself, so you know I have a vested interest in that anyway, and it's just they just look a lot nicer than your average kind of to-do list on a standard notebook, doesn't it?
I think it does motivate some people to use their planners more, and it definitely worked for me for a while. I actually don't use it anymore. I feel like a real, not a fraud, but I'm like, I've just based about like a lot of my business on it, and then I kind of let go of it. I just felt like I didn't want, for me, I was kind of moving away from it, and I was like, it's not the only way to be productive. It is a good way, but you don't have to bullet journal.
Fair enough.
But you should look at it on Instagram. It's really
yes. But just don't get lost in it and not be productive. So I briefly mentioned then, you mentioned as well about the stationery and the old love of stationery. Can I just ask, how many notebooks do you actually have?
Do you know what? I'm not that bad. I actually, I'm pretty good now. I think I've always had this like conflicting, my mum is very like frugal, and she's very always been like, do you really need this? So I have been a lot better. But yeah, I've had clients, especially in my membership group, there's one client in particular who every single like new stationery item, she has it, and I'm always amazed. I'm like, wow. I'm not too bad now, actually, to be fair. I'm getting better.
Oh, good. Because I used to be pretty bad. I think at one point I had about 30 notebooks
blank.
either half filled or full, or didn't want to let go of them because they were so pretty, or new, or you know.
I don't let go of my notebooks. My bullet journals are all sitting on a shelf and everything. Mm. But yeah, I can't actually count them. Probably about 10, maybe.
But I think on a daily basis now, I kind of nailed it down to, I have one notebook that I do my journaling in. Mm. I have one notebook that I have my daily list and notes in.
Nice.
And then I have my diary. So I think I've kind of curbed it down to three kind of, and it's taken me a long time to get it down to that, because I used to have, you know, different things in different books, and then I'd just get lost and didn't know what anything was and where anything was. And I think it works well because I, even though I try and keep my things online and make sure that I can access diaries and things from my phone, my actual work diary is still in an actual diary.
Yeah.
Which for me works. I just like it. I've always have, because I like stationery. I just like my notebooks and my diaries. But the other aspect, which is, you know, the keeping daily notes and the journaling, I think I've finally managed to find something that works for me. And I think that's all also kind of part of being productive, is finding just what works for you. And a lot of it is trial and error, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I really agree with that. And it's good that you found that system that works for you. And I think for some people, if they haven't found it yet, and if they're struggling, they see that as maybe like, I'm just not a productive person. And I think that's a shame. Like, I don't think productivity is a personality trait. For me, it's like a skill. And you know, you have to find your own way of using it and utilizing it. And I think it's just such a shame when people are like, oh, I'm just not a productive person. I can never do that. I'm not organized enough. And I'm like, well, you know, like, we can all do it differently. You don't have to do it in the same way. You don't have to have, you know, like, I have a Google Calendar and a wall planner. You have three notebooks. Like, that one, either of those things, they might not work. But yeah, I think it is good. And it does involve trial and error. And I think sometimes people, if they're not getting on with something, they put it down to a problem within them. And it's maybe not, it's the system.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I've seen really seen the worth in trial and error. And I know sometimes it could be a bit kind of tedious. You know, if something doesn't work, your first instinct is just give up, isn't it? And kind of give up and, like you say, oh, I'm not good at this, or I can't do this, or, you know. But if you kind of persevere and try again, and, you know, you will get there in the end, like I have. And I know a lot of people that have kind of persevered with their systems and kind of cracked it in the end. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect. I know I've still got a long way to go, but it's definitely better than the way I used to work. So,
yeah. And I think that kind of attitude as well, to kind of like sticking with something for a bit, trying it and seeing what works. I think that's basically what's helped me build up my business to where it is, really. It's that it's not necessarily just applied to like the getting a plan in place. It is applied to like the whole side of productivity, is trying different things and seeing what works and sticking with it for a bit, and then maybe kind of looking like, oh, what needs to change? Like, okay, could do this differently. And I think that is a really good quality to have. And I think, yeah, I just think it's definitely very important.
So going back to what you can offer small businesses, how do you work with small businesses, and what do you have to offer, and how can they work with you?
So I suppose like the kind of most intense way to work with me is through one-to-one mentoring, which I know you do as well. So it's basically sitting down with a client, and what I tend to try and do is if we have a first call, there's like a few options. I have like a one-off call, which is called the Productivity Boost, and that is for people who kind of know that they can do the thing, they just need maybe help setting some of the groundwork up and maybe getting a plan in place and leaving with some action points. So basically what we do is we talk about their lifestyle, how they've planned in the past, the problems that they've had creating a strategy in the past, and why things might not have worked for them. And then we basically just go on and set different action points for them, and I check in with them and keep them accountable. And then if people want to work with me on a longer term, then they can kind of upgrade to, I'm gonna get this wrong, because I've all of my like names for all my packages seems to start with a P, and it's really confusing.
I'm the same with Gofod, because you've got Gofod i Drafod, Gofod i Cyfarfod. I sometimes have to think right, what is this?
Which space are we in? Yeah. Yeah, it's called the Project Push. It is called the Project Push. So that's basically, I work with them on a longer term. So if they need that kind of long-term support and accountability. Mm. And sometimes actually it's because what I said at the beginning, people I think sometimes get carried away with the productivity. I have quite a few clients who say that they're kind of all or nothing. So they feel like they're doing nothing and not being productive at all, or they're being really intensely productive, but to the point that they might burn out.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm almost there to kind of hold them back and kind of stop them from overworking themselves, which is quite a big problem. So that's my one-to-one mentoring. And I suppose the best way to work with me, the most accessible way right now, is my self-led guide, which I've created, which is called Project Productivity. Mm. And that is kind of like a self mentoring style thing. So it's just a 3-part guide and a series of emails. And it goes through, part one is all the mindset stuff, which I think is really important, and I definitely don't think you should skip. I think that's the biggest thing that's helped me in my productivity and my business. Yeah. So that goes through like exercises and things. And then also the part two is all the strategy and kind of giving you the tools to put a strategy in place. And then part three is like a little bonus to when you start to feel overwhelmed, and you feel like you're heading towards burnout. I've got this kind of 3-step strategy to kind of stop it and kind of get back in control. Mm. So that is probably the most accessible way to work with me at the moment. But I also do a lot of stuff on Instagram. I have a newsletter as well called the Productivity Post. So anything that's coming up, that's happening, is kind of coming up on there.
Cool. And Sarah has very kindly donated a half an hour planning strategy for Gofod.space's birthday competition, which as this will be going out this week, is still relevant. So if you haven't gotten your entry in yet, head over to Instagram, to Gofod.space's Instagram, and the rules and what you need to do is there, and you might be in with a chance of winning some time with Sarah, which would be amazing for you.
Thank you for
donating a prize to the cause.
Thank you for creating something that's supporting Welsh businesses that I can actually go and meet people. So thank you so much, Carol. It's really great what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. No, that's nice to hear. It's always nice to hear when people actually find value in what you do. And I'm sure that you're the same as well.
Definitely.
Cool. So what, in your career so far, what is the thing, or what things are you most proud of?
Oh, I think the thing I'm most proud of is that I'm still doing it. It's really hard because I think actually, yeah, there's been quite a few. I've been quite lucky, you know, launching the podcast when I have no experience producing or editing or anything, it was quite a big deal. I'm on series 3 now, which I'm a bit amazed by, but it's still going and people still seem to like it, and I'm having some great conversations. Also, I suppose one of the big ones for me, and like the kind of dream that I said to my coach when we started working together, she was kind of trying to get all these like, what are your big dreams out of you? And I was like, it would be really cool to like create stationery. And last year I was approached by a friend who has a stationery shop, and she makes like stationery subscription boxes, and she asked me to design the contents of one. So I got to design this whole box full of stationery.
Wow.
Like all kind of like with my branding and like with this, like the pencils that I have, like if you've seen, I have these like little pencils that I hand drew.
Yeah.
So that was amazing, and it was like the most exciting thing to see it, because what I've done now basically this year is I've split Stationery Magpie from Positively Productive. They're kind of almost two separate businesses. And the plan eventually is to try and reintroduce Stationery Magpie as a stationery brand to promote productivity, but that is a future plan.
That's a good plan to have.
Yeah, so that was a really proud moment to like actually see stationery that I'd designed. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And are they still available anywhere?
I think they're mostly gone. I think there was a couple that she had left. You can buy, I've got a few. I actually created like a planner, like this flexible 6 month wall planner, because I was finding that I wanted a wall planner, but every time I bought a wall planner, or like if I was going to buy one, it would either start from like January or September, and that's not always when I wanted it to start. So I designed this wall planner that you can still get. I've got like an Etsy shop, and there's a couple of things. I basically bought some of the stock back off her because she had leftovers, so I bought some back. So there's a couple of things. There's like a washi tape. There's a few things like that. I can't remember exactly what's in there. But I know you can get some of it from me, and I think she found a couple of boxes, but I'm not sure if they're still available.
Cool. But definitely something to look out for in the future from you then.
Yeah. Another project.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for chatting with me today. It's been really nice to chat with you properly and getting to know more about Positively Productive and your journey behind it. And I'm before we say goodbye, actually, can you just give something to our small businesses, a little takeaway from our chat today?
I think I'm going to say, like, my biggest kind of, well, my favourite quote really is that small progress adds up to big results. So if you feel like you're not doing a lot, if you feel like you're only doing little bits, and maybe you're not feeling those big impacts of what you're doing, just remember that it will add up, and you'll kind of one day you'll look back and you'll realize, you're like, oh wow, yeah, that did actually kind of help me get where I am. So yeah, keep going.
Thank you again, Sarah. It was really nice to chat to you. Join us again for another episode of Gofod i Drafod, Space to Discuss.